Our next two contestants are on the line. Ray Ellen, who is the executive producer of Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar, and Richard Kind, an actor you know from basically everything you love. Ray, Richard, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hello,
it's
hello.
It's a pleasure to be here. And Ray, you're mine this afternoon. You're mine. Consider yourself done.
I'm up for the challenge, Richard. I'm ready to take you down.
I love that. I love that. I know Ray from comedy, yeah. And I feel like you are one of the key people that I know who have transitioned quite nicely into the internet field.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm pleased so far with how it's been going.
No.
I've hit a brick wall.
But
I have not transitioned anywhere near.
But Rich, you what? Did. So I've done probably about 90 Zoom shows, and you and I did 3 or 4 together, and they were fun. They were fun. You did great.
I do Zoom. Are you talking about a living?
Oh,
about making money?
Oh, well.
Every time I turn on Zoom, electricity is wasted, and no money changes hand. And for that, this afternoon at 6 o'clock, I'm going on a streamed charity event. There's a retirement home in Trenton, New Jersey, which is my hometown. And they usually have a gal every year raise the money. Can't this year. So they're interviewing hometown boy Richard Kind and charging anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 a ticket.
Wow.
And Ophira, Jonathan, you're getting it for free.
Well, you know, let's play a game. Let's play a game and see how things go. You're going to be playing against each other in this first game. So you'll take turns answering questions. It's called This, That, or the Other. Basically, how it works is we'll give you a word or phrase, and you just have to tell us which of the following three categories it belongs to.
So today's categories are G.I. Joe action figures, terminology from the casino dice game Craps, or the name of a musical supergroup. Of course, a supergroup is when musicians who are already famous team up together to form a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ray, this first one's for you.
Okay.
Deep Six.
I don't think that's a Craps term. G.I. Joe or supergroup. That might be too advanced for G.I. Joe's. I'll say supergroup.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. It is just advanced enough for G.I. Joe's. Deep Six is a nautical Joe. Who appeared in PSAs about the importance of life jackets.
Oh, rats.
All right, Richard, here is one for you. Little Joe, G.I. Joe, Craps, or supergroup?
Well, I think it's a G.I. Joe. I think that's his illegitimate child.
it's a Craps term.
Whoa.
It's a roll of 4.
A little Joe.
All right, Ray.
Okay.
Super M.
Super M?
Yeah, that's right. Super M, as in Mary.
Well, I have a 1 in 3 shot here.
That's right.
That sounds like a super group, but you know what? I will go with G.I. Joe for Super M.
Should have gone with super group.
Oh! Oh my God!
It's too obvious to be a super group.
Yeah, exactly. Super M is a K-pop super group with the members from a bunch of different super groups. SHINee, EXO, NCT, Wavy. They were billed as the Avengers of K-pop.
Do me a favor, Ophira. Ask me another.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying the name
Finally
of the show.
Finally, someone understands the name of the show.
Please.
Finally.
Please, ask me another.
All right, Richard, here's one for you. Steamroller.
Sounds like it should be a rock band. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it is.
Okay.
I am almost sure that it's not a Craps term, although it could be a guy who's on a roll. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say G.I. Joe.
You are absolutely correct.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
It is a G.I. Joe. His specialty is operating cranes and other heavy machinery. And apparently his real name is Avril B. Whitcomb. Mm-hmm. That's his
actual name. Admiral B. Whitcomb. That I knew.
All right. Richard's on the board. Ray.
Okay.
This one's for you. Big Red. Big Red.
Oh, man. Big Red. I don't think that's craps. It sounds like it could be like a G.I. Joe counterpart or enemy. I will go with Supergroup.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, it's craps.
That's craps.
Oh, you knew that one, Richard.
Yeah, I said that. They can't see this on radio, but I'm going.
You knew it.
It's craps.
What is it?
So it's the most common bet in craps. Okay. When you wager that the next roll will be a 7.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a likelihood of a little less than 17%.
All right, this is the last one. Richard, is for you.
But hold on. I just want to go on record.
Yes.
You are stymied, Ray. I have won.
Yeah, it's true.
I just want you to know I have won. Ask me another, and it doesn't matter. I have won, and that's all that's important.
You have won just for bragging rights for an extra point.
Yes.
Big Ben.
Wow.
That's a tough
one. Don't believe it's a craps term.
Okay.
It should be a G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it, but I don't believe it is.
All
so
right.
I'm going to say a supergroup.
You were almost there. It is a G.I. Joe.
I knew that
too
one.
Easy. Really? It's a G.I. Joe? Big Ben is a G.I.
Joe? His name is Big Ben because he's British.
Yeah.
So they call him Big Ben.
Alrighty.
Well, we all know how that went. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was a great first game.